Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Earlier in the week, we talked about all the ways you can find Mormon Channel socially, and today we want to tell you about another way you can find us, and that is on Roku. Roku connects to your TV and wireless network at home, enabling you to stream your favorite entertainment anytime. Watch and listen to messages of hope and inspiration on our top-rated Roku channel, found in the religion and spirituality category. If you want to add the Mormon Channel to your Roku account, you can find a quick, easy link at www.mormonchannel.org/Roku. Hopefully that helps you find us a little bit easier. We wanted to start today with a story from Elder D. Todd Christofferson from a talk he gave in General Conference, April 2009, and it's entitled, The Power of Covenants. Here's the story in his own words.
On August 15, 2007, Peru suffered a massive earthquake that all but destroyed the coastal cities of Pisco and Chincha. Like many other church leaders and members, Wenceslao Conde, the president of the Balconcito branch of the church in Chincha, immediately set about helping others whose homes were damaged. 4 days after the earthquake, Elder Marcus B. Nash of the 70 was in Chincha, helping to coordinate the church's relief efforts there, and met President Conde. As they talked about the destruction that had occurred and what was being done to help the victims, President Conde's wife, Pamela, approached carrying one of her small children. Elder Nash asked Sister Conde how her children were. With a smile, she replied that through the goodness of God, they were all safe and well. He asked about the Conde's home. "It's gone," she said simply. "What about your belongings?" he inquired. "Everything was buried in the rubble of our home," Sister Conde replied. "And yet," Elder Nash noted, "you're smiling as we talk." "Yes," she said, "I've prayed and I'm at peace. We have all we need. We have each other. We have our children. We're sealed in the temple. We have this marvelous church and we have the Lord. We can build again with the Lord's help." This tender demonstration of faith and spiritual strength is repeated in the lives of saints across the world in many different settings. It is a simple illustration of a profound power that is much needed in our day and that will become increasingly crucial in the days ahead. We need strong Christians who can persevere against hardship, who can sustain hope through tragedy, who can lift others by their example and their compassion, and who can consistently overcome temptations. We need strong Christians who can make important things happen by their faith and who can defend the truth of Jesus Christ against moral relativism and militant atheism. What is the source of such moral and spiritual power, and how do we obtain it? The source is God. Our access to that power is through our covenants with Him. A covenant is an agreement between God and man, an accord whose terms are set by God. In these divine agreements, God binds Himself to sustain, sanctify, and exalt us in return for our commitment to serve Him and keep His commandments.
Did you notice this line from Pamela in the story? She said, "We have all we need. We have each other. We have our children. We are sealed in the temple. We have this marvelous church, and we have the Lord. We can build again with the Lord's help." This is what gave her hope and strength and faith, despite a horrific disaster. She says she and her family have been sealed in the temple. Now, some may know what that means, and others may not. The church recently did a video to explain Mormon temples to the world. Whether you've been to or inside a Mormon temple or not, this is a video you should check out. It's called Mormon Temples, A Conversation with a Church Leader, and it's narrated by church leader William R. Walker. Without giving it away, here are a few of the things he says in the video. He starts by saying that on the front door or near the entrance to every temple is the expression, "Holiness to the Lord, the house of the Lord." He says that people are often surprised when they enter a Mormon temple that it's not a large hall with a great sanctuary where you would have a large assembly. It's mostly made up of smaller rooms. He also says that they like to feature beautiful art inside. It's usually religious and often details the life of the Savior, Jesus Christ. He explains that in the lower area of the temple, there's a baptismal font, and he explains why it's there. And then he said that there are other rooms to assemble and worship, receive instruction, and it's a place to recommit ourselves to live righteously and follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. Then he talks about the celestial room, which he says is the most sacred place in the temple. He says it's symbolic of returning to heaven. No instruction takes place there, he says. It's a place of personal reflection and prayer. He said that we go to the temple to commune with God. And then the other place in the temple that he mentions is the sealing room. So when we heard that clip earlier from Elder Christofferson about Pamela and her family who survived the earthquake in Peru, that is why it gave her so much hope. She says that her family had been sealed, meaning that they wouldn't be together just for this life only, but for life after this life. And that happens in the temple, in that room, which is called the sealing room. It wasn't just until death do us part. It's forever. I better not say any more or I will ruin that video for you. The title again is called Mormon Temples, A Conversation with a Church Leader. The easiest way to find it is by Googling it. Also, if you're in Salt Lake City anytime this summer or in the upcoming future, our city hosts a lot of visitors from all over the world, and one of the neat things to see on Temple Square is a cutaway model of the Salt Lake Temple in the South Visitor Center. There are two visitor centers, so this again is in the south one. They're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and it literally looks like the interior of the Salt Lake Temple, but smaller. It's just a miniature model, and it's really amazing to see. So feel free to stop in and take a look if you're ever here locally. Otherwise, that video is a great way to see what happens inside a Mormon temple. It's time once again to close, but thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Glorious, and it's featuring Russ Dixon. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
There are times when you might feel aimless and can't see the places where you belong, but you will find that there is a purpose. It's been there within you all along, and when you're near it, you can almost hear it. It's like a symphony, just keep listening, and pretty soon you'll start to figure out your part. Everyone plays a piece, and there are melodies in each one of us. It's glorious. You will know how to let it ring out as you discover who you are. Others around you will start to wake up to the sounds that are in their hearts. It's so amazing what we're all created. It's like a symphony, just keep listening, and pretty soon you'll start to figure out your part. Everyone plays a piece, and they're all. Thank you. just keep listening. And pretty soon it starts to figure out where you are. Everyone plays a piece, and there are melodies in each one of us. Oh, it's glorious.